Hare Krishna. The sixth canto, the first three or four chapters of the sixth canto, really explicitly and in detail glorify the chanting of the Lord's holy names, although actually in every canto, practically in every chapter, the glorification of the Lord's holy names are there. But this is exemplified here with a really detailed pastime, and that pastime of ajamil, which I think the devotees know that story. In the first two chapters we see ajamil's history, how he's about to leave his body and the Yamadutas come to take him away, but they're stopped by the Vishnudutas, and there's a conversation between the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. Ultimately, ajamil is given reprieve and he goes to Haridwar, where he moves into a temple, Vishnu temple, practices Krishna consciousness, and finally he goes back to Godhead. Those same Vishnudutas appear for him and take him back. And then in the following chapter, the Yamadutas inquire from Yamaraj, well, what's going on over here? We thought you were the ultimate authority in this universe to mete out judgment or punishment, and that the laws that you give and the ones that we follow, that these are the only laws. Is there someone else who's equally or more powerful than you? And are there some other set of laws, in which case with contradicting laws, then it's going to be very difficult to determine both who's right and who's wrong, who's to be punished and who's to be rewarded. So of course Yamaraj points out that of course there's not two different types of justice system, but rather there's one. However, there's the transcendental process of devotional service, which goes beyond the justice of awarded to pious and impious acts. And Yamaraj then explains this to his followers. But at the end of the second chapter, at the conclusion of the second chapter, Shukadeva Goswami gives a conclusion of the benefits of chanting, and he makes a statement. He says, Miyamano Hare Rama Giran Putro Pacharitan Ajami Lopya Badama Kimuta Shadayaginan. He said that Mriyamano Harir Nama, at the time of leaving this world, at the time of dying, Ajamil simply chanted Harir Nam Dinan Putropa Charitan, but he wasn't doing it as we do it, as devotees do it. He was just Putropa Charitan. He was just doing it, calling out the name of his son. His son was playing there, Charitan. Putro Pacharitan. He was calling out the name of Narayan, Narayan. So Ajamil Yoko Agadama, Agad, Dahama. And what happened? Agad. He attained Hama. He attained the Lord's abode. And just by doing that, he attained the Lord's abode. He went to Haridwar, practiced Krishna consciousness, and went back home back to God. Same Krishna Buddhist. Come back. So then he says, Kimuta. Well, then what to speak of? Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also explains, Mami Pata Vipashita Yepisu Papi Onaya Sriya Vaishya Tata Sudra Yepi Antiparangatim Kim What to speak of then the Vaishnavas and the Brahmins? If these people attain perfection, what about them? So he says, Kimuta Sharia Gridan. What to speak of those who chant with faith? Ajamila didn't have any faith. He was chanting for his son. He was chanting out of fear. Had nothing else, no other resort other than his child. So he was chanting after him, Kimuta Sharia Gridan. Well, what to speak of if someone then is chanting with real faith in the Holy Name. And that's why knowledge of the Holy Name is so important. Here, the truths of the Holy Name, which are there. Every canto, practically every chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of the Holy Name, are being described from various perspectives in very, very beautiful ways. Kimuta Sharia Gridan. Sometimes people outside ISKCON, and just recently had a conversation with someone who was talking about a sannyasi within ISKCON who was proposing that actually Western devotees will not be really qualified to go back to Godhead to attain perfection because of their Western bodies. But here we see that someone as sinful as Ajamil, with so little faith, still he attained such success. So Kimuta, then what to speak of those who are deeply attached to chanting the Holy Name, who have faith, deep faith, unshakable faith in the Holy Name. How can they not attain the same perfection? Here's a statement of Bhagavatam. And of course, other such statements are there. Kirata hunandra pulinda purpusha abhirashrumba yavana kasha. So all of these races, they're not Aryans, but still, shudanti prabhavishnavi namahana. By taking shelter of the Lord, then they too also attain perfection. So, Kimuta, what a wonderful opportunity. What to speak of those like Ajamil, then Vaishnavas who have real faith in the potency of the Holy Name and who chant the Holy Name with faith and love, faith and devotion, then they'll also attain that same perfection. Hare Krishna.